Kids tuned to yesterday, showcasing programs from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark Livonier, and this hour, Westerns. Later on, a fun broadcast of Wild Bill Hickok from 1951. But first, an episode of Gunsmoke called The Buffalo Hunter from June 30th, 1957 on CBS.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke. Starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
What'd you say, Chester?
I say, do you want me to keep this fire going on the forge?
Oh, no, let it go out. Well, if I haven't got this shoe shaped right now, I never will. Now we'll quench it and see how it fits.
Shoeing your own horse, next thing you'll be cutting your own hair.
Oh, haircut's different, Chester. Hold him steady now. We'll see how the shoe fits, huh?
Easy, boy, easy. Hold on. Why is it different, Mr. Dillon?
A bad haircut will never leave you stranded on the prairie 20 miles from Dodge. Reach me that hammer, will you?
Here you are.
Yeah, thanks.
Moss Grimmick ain't that bad a blacksmith.
Oh, Moss is all right. But I could still ride easier when I shod the horse myself.
Just finicky, that's all.
Oh, maybe.
Moss does all right on my horse. I ain't throwed but one shoe in the last 6 months.
Yeah? Well, that's just one too many. There.
Whoa.
Well, I'll trim the hoof now, and that'll stay on till it wears off.
Well, after all that trouble, it ought to. I swear to goodness, Mr. Dillon,
if I was going to... horse put up here?
Yeah, I guess so. It's a livery stable.
I'll give him an extra half ration of grain. He rode hard today.
How's that so? Where'd you come in from?
Man got to tell his life history before he can leave a horse here?
No. All you got to do is find the stable man.
Ain't you him?
He's up the street at getting himself a cup of coffee. I'm the marshal.
Oh, I didn't mean no offense, Marshal.
There's none taken.
My name is Argo, Ben Argo. Mighty proud to make your acquaintance.
How you doing?
I was aiming to come looking for you as soon as I got my horse took care of.
Why?
You see these here saddlebags?
Yeah? What about them?
They look kindly heavy.
Well, they are heavy. I got a year's hard work up north of here at Gold Hill Diggings in them sacks. Worth near $15,000 in plaster gold.
Gold Hill, huh? I heard they had quite a strike up there.
Oh, it's a big one, all right. A few months of hard work, a man can quit rich. Providing he's lucky enough to keep what he makes.
Now, what do you mean?
Oh, Marshal, there's more crooks and outlaws up there than there is honest miners. Only way I hung on to this was take it out to the diggings with me in the daytime and sleep on it nights with a gun in my hand.
Now you can rest easy, Argo. Things are different here in Dodge.
Maybe so. I'd still like to put these saddlebags up in a safe place for the night. I'm leaving tomorrow. Kind of like to be free to look the town over this evening. Never been here before.
Now the bank's already closed.
Yeah. A fella down the street tells me there's a storekeeper. Takes care of money for folks sometimes.
Now, that'd be Wilbur Jonas, but only in case of an emergency, like when stage passengers hit town late, you know? Some of that kind.
Well, Marshal, maybe you could tell him that this is an emergency.
Well, is it?
Well, I ain't a man to spook easy, but there's fellers up in Gold Hill knowed how much I left with, knowed where I was headed. I might have been followed.
All right, Argo. I'll send Moss to take care of your horse, and then you meet me over at Jonas's store. I'll wait for you there.
I'm much obliged, Marshal.
It's no trouble. Come on, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Mighty grateful to both of you.
You think somebody could have followed him to Dodge, Mr. Dillon?
I don't know, Chester. Just depends on what his reasons are for lying.
Lying?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do about him?
For the time being, nothing. Just going to have to wait. Look, you better tag him around and keep an eye on him anyway, huh?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Hello there. Aren't you that memory expert?
Well, yes, I guess I am at that.
Oh, what are you committing to memory now?
Well, I'm reminding myself to get my wife a new...
ID card?
Yes, she needs it to get medical care under the Dependents Medical Care Program.
And how do you remember that?
What?
To get your wife a new ID card so she can use Medicare.
Oh, by association. What were we talking about?
Making sure your dependents have an ID card.
Right. I associate cards with thinking, thinking with headaches, headaches with pain, and pain with doctors. And then just to be sure, I write it down in this little book here. Wait a minute. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I brought it with me.
For more about Medicare, get the pamphlet Dependents, Medical Care Program.
That does it. That's the final straw. Look at that, will you, Matt?
Look at what, Doc?
The stuff they slap on a plate and call food in this town. Just look at that.
Well, Doc, if you don't like beefsteak...
Beefsteak? Oh, beefsteak, he says. Matt, that is buffalo.
Oh, buffalo's good meat.
Not when it's a 7-year-old bull and tougher than a cavalry boot. Matt, you know something?
What?
I am pulling steaks. Yes, I am. I'm going back east.
Let's see. Last time you said that was about a month ago.
I don't care. I mean it. I'm through riding herd on a bunch of shiftless, no-good prairie rats that never pay their doctor bills. 90% of them nothing but drifters, cutthroats, saddle bums.
I thought it was the food you objected to.
I could be living like a civilized human being back east, eating at all the finest restaurants in the world. Oh, like Bernheimer's.
Pass the sugar, will you?
Here. Yes, I could go back tomorrow. Yes, I could. And by heaven, I think I'll do it, too. I'm going to do it. I am not taking another case in this town. Not one.
You know, Doc, it's going to be kind of hard to get used to shaving regular. Talking polite, putting on clean shirts, and keeping your collar buttoned.
I haven't always lived like a roughneck sodbuster. I know how to act like a gentleman. Why, when I came out of medical school, I was one of the most promising young men.
Oh, there you are, Doc.
Chester, I thought you were over at the Long Branch, keeping an eye on Ben Argo.
Oh, yes, sir, I was, till he snuck out, Mr. Dillon.
He what?
Snuck out. See, there was a couple of men come in, and I heard him asking for him. When I looked around, he's gone. But we don't have to worry none, Mr. Dillon. He ain't going to leave town. Not while he's got all that gold in Mr. Jonas' safe.
Yeah, I guess you're right, son.
Doc, what I come for is you're wanted out at the Rensselaer place.
What for?
Well, because Ms. Rensselaer's about to have a baby. They sent word for you.
By golly, I forgot she was that close. Oh, hand me that bag, will you, Matt?
Yeah, sure, Doc. There you are.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going out to the... where the tarnation think I'm going?
Oh, back east, you said.
Well, I couldn't leave a woman...
Doc like been mistake. Threatening to leave town again?
Why, yes. Oh, shut up, the both of you.
Good night, Doc.
Good night.
Well, come on, Chester. Let's go over to the Long Branch and have a talk with those men, huh?
Glad you dropped in, Matt. I was just going to send for you.
No, what for?
I finally came. A month late, of course. And only one instead of six, but I guess it's better than none.
One what, Kitty? What are you talking about?
Beer. Bock beer. Just one barrel. Came in on the Santa Fe today.
Oh,
Bock beer. Doggone, Miss Kitty, my mouth's been watering for a month.
Yeah, you and 500 other men, Chester. You better hurry. Not going to last long. How about you, Matt?
Mr. Dillon, couldn't we just take time for one glass? Them fellas ain't going nowhere right away.
Oh, you go ahead, Chester. I'll join you in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. I'll be right down there next to the barrel.
Say, Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
You know those two men down there at the end of the bar?
Are those two?
Yeah.
Well, they came in about an hour ago. I've never seen them before. Prospectors, I think somebody said, from way up around Gold Hill.
I see.
They were asking for somebody named Ben Argo, but I'd never heard of him either. They don't look very much like prospectors, do they, Matt?
I'll see you a little later, Kitty.
All right.
Save a glass of that beer for me, will you?
Sure, but you better hurry, Matt.
Good evening, Marshal.
Mr. Jonas.
Would you care to join me in a glass?
A little later, huh?
Very well.
How are you, gentlemen? I understand you just got in from Gold Hill.
Mister, if you're looking for talk, go find somebody else.
Oh? Your partner feel the same way?
You heard him.
You boys are pretty edgy, aren't you? You got some reason for it?
Suppose that badge you're wearing means you're the marshal around here?
Yeah, that's right. My name's Dillon. Matt Dillon.
Well, mine's Pete Wells. My friend here is Rocky Martin. Look, you ain't got any business with us, Marshal. We just hit town and we don't know a soul here.
Not even Ben Argo?
Never heard of no Ben Argo.
Huh? Well, I thought you might have followed him from Gold Hill.
I said we never heard of him.
Then you wouldn't know that he was carrying $15,000 in gold, huh?
Look, Marshal...
So naturally, you wouldn't be thinking of trying to take it away from him, would you?
Well, why should we? What kind of men do you think we are?
Well, if you boys just happen to meet anybody with ideas like that, you tell them to forget it, huh? Because we got laws here in Dodge City.
It's been real nice talking to you, Marshal. Come on, Rocky.
Don't leave on my account.
I figure me and Rocky better turn in before we break one of them laws of yours.
That fella up to something?
I don't know for sure, Jonas, but they're lying. Ben Argo was lying, too, and I'm not just sure why.
Ben Argo, the fellow who put his gold in my safe?
Yeah. He told me he thought he might have been followed from Gold Hill.
Well, that's better than 400 miles.
That's right. And then these men ride in and ask for Argo. And now they tell me that they don't even know him.
I'm going to stop letting people use my safe, Marshal. I got nearly $40,000 in it tonight, and that's too much to be responsible for.
$40,000? Where'd you get that much money?
Yeah, fella I'd accommodated before. Gold buyer from the East. He got in on the late stage this evening. And well, heaven, Marshal, he came down from Gold Hill, too, now that I think of it. Why, maybe the two of them...
Another visit with Joe and Daphne Forsythe.
Joe, honey.
Uh-huh.
Joe, darling, put down the paper. I've got something important to ask you.
Okay.
Joe.
All right, what?
How many savings bonds do we have?
What kind of a question is that?
A good one. How many?
I'm not sure. I'd have to count. And I'm reading the paper. Now, what do you want to know for?
Have we got enough to make things comfortable for us?
Very comfortable. That's why I buy in a payroll savings plan. A bond a month will give us quite a nest egg for the future.
Enough for a college education?
Eventually. But who's going to college?
Our children, silly.
We don't have any yet.
Oh?
What do you mean, oh?
Better buy some more bonds, honey.
Daphne, you mean...
We've got a new investment.
How about that?
Let me through here, will you, please?
Hey, get out of the way.
Will you let me through, please?
Told you somebody followed me, Marshal, and they jumped me, the two of them, right here in the street.
All right, Argo. Let me have a look at him.
Must have figured I was packing that gold around with me.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of them fellas who was in the Long Branch, Mr. Dillon.
His name's Martin, according to his partner. Let's turn him over, Joseph.
Yes, sir. You want me to go see if Doc's left yet, Mr. Dillon?
There's no hurry, Chester.
You mean he's dead?
Yeah. Where'd the other one go, Argo?
Dang if I know. Just lit out like a scared rabbit. They didn't have such an easy mark as they thought, I reckon.
Have you ever seen him before?
Why, sure, up around Gold Hill. Other one's name is Pete Wells. Got a bad reputation up there.
Is that so? Huh.
Well, they ain't prospectors, never done a day's work in their life. Just rob off of them it does.
Well, they miss this time.
Yeah, but it's luck is all. I just got a glimpse of them when they stepped out of those shadows over there, and that give me just enough edge to beat them.
I see.
Hadn't have been for that, I'd be the one laying dead right here in the street.
Yeah.
I had a hunch somebody was going to make a try for that gold.
Well, I guess the next thing to do is to round up Pete Wells. One kill in a night is enough.
You figure he's still hanging around somewhere?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Going to try to get even. Marshal, I ain't safe here. I'm not going to wait until morning. I'm going to pull stakes and ride out of here tonight.
Maybe that's what he wants you to do.
No, it ain't. The last thing he'd be looking for. And when he does find out, he won't know which way I headed.
Now, it's up to you.
Yeah. I'll be out of here in 10 minutes, Marshal. Provided you find that storekeeper for me so I get my gold out of his safe.
Well, I'll have to look around for him. It may take a little time.
All right, Mr. Dillon, I thought he was back there.
Chester, suppose you stay with Argo in case Pete Wells has another try at him, huh?
All right.
Well, it won't take long, will it, Marshal? Sooner I get out of Dodge, the easier I'll feel.
No, I don't think it'll take very long. Suppose you and Chester meet me over at Jonas's store in about 30 minutes.
I think you're there waiting for us, Marshal.
Yeah, it looks that way.
That's you, Mr. Dillon?
That's right, Chester.
You find that storekeeper, Marshal?
Yes, he did, Argo. If you have a habit of bothering folks in the middle of the night, I'll thank you to keep your valuables elsewhere in the future.
Oh, don't you fret. Ain't likely I'll be coming through here again.
Let's see now. Is this the key?
Come in, gentlemen. Yes, sir? The only burglar-proof safe between here and Kansas City. Not counting bank vaults, of course. Yeah, I just hope I can remember the new combination.
What do you mean?
Don't worry, Argo. He always says that when he opens it. Been saying it for 6 months, ever since he got this new safe.
Over here. And back to here. And that ought to...
Well, let's see now. This bag in front belongs to someone else, buyer. Those are yours right behind it, if I can reach you.
Take them all out. You get your hands up, Marshal. You too. All three of you.
Here, what do you think you're up to?
Do what he says, Chester. Get your hands up.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is what you were after all along, wasn't it, Argo? To get your hands on that buyer's money.
That's right, Marshal. I knowed he was on his way here from Gold Hill. Knowed he always leaves his cash overnight in his storekeeper's safe.
So you put that gold of yours in the safe so you'd have a reason to get Jonas to open it later.
You figure things out just fine, Marshal. After it's too late to do any good.
I know you were lying the minute I met you, but I had to wait and find out what you were up to.
Lying? Oh.
You said you'd been working a placer claim all winter. But you made a big mistake by shaking hands with me. Your hands were as soft as a baby's.
Hmm.
I suppose you stole the gold, huh?
Why, sure. From Wells and Martin. That's why they come after me. Of course, Wells don't trust the law, or he'd have told you.
Well, I think he trusts it now.
You're covered, Argo. Huh? Drop that gun.
Wells, you found him, Marshal. You set me up on this. That's why you stalled me off.
Do what he says. Drop your gun.
I ain't dropping nothing.
Don't be a fool, Argo!
Nothing else to do, Marshal.
No, there wasn't.
He didn't give Rocky no chance at all. Before he tried that kind of fool move, he ought to have remembered Rocky.
He remembered, all right. That's why he tried to kill you. You bet he remembered.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The script was specially written for Gunsmoke by Les Crutchfield, with editorial supervision by John Meston. The music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns were by Ray Kemper and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear as Chester, Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty. George Walsh speaking. Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story on Gunsmoke. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Gunsmoke, pontooned to yesterday from the 30th of June, 1957 on CBS. That story actually repeated quite often on the show. That would make its third return from its original May of 1953 broadcast, then again in October of that year. It was also used on the TV series in May of 1959. This is an hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVonier. Now the tale of The Mysterious Fist on Wild Bill Hickok. This Mutual Broadcasting System episode was first heard on October 21st, 1951.
Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. It was a cold and rainy night, and Wild Bill and Jingles, with slickers and hat brims streaming water, rode steadily over a soggy trail, their eyes searching the darkness for any sign of human habitation. This was unfamiliar country, and the rain and dark added up to one thing. Wild Bill and Jingles had to find shelter. As usual, Jingles had something to say about such a situation.
Doggone it, Bill. If I get any wetter, I'm going to drown right here in my saddle.
You? I doubt if it'll ever rain that hard, Jingles.
No? Why, I remember the time up in Montana once when it rained so hard that...
Hold it, Jingles. A light up ahead there.
Doggone if we haven't found ourselves a place to get in out of the rain. Come on, let's be getting down there.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. This trail's mighty slippery and we can't see where we're going.
Man, oh man, I'm going to be dry again. You know, Bill, to save time, I think I'll shuck all my clothes and crawl right inside the stove. Then I think that I'll get...
Shots. Come on, Jingles. As you were just saying, let's get down there. Hi, Buckshot, hi!
Hey, Joker, ho, ho, ho!
Woo, Buckshot, woo.
Oh, Joker. Hey, it's a little railroad depot.
Yeah. Come on, and watch yourself, Jingles.
Hey, hey, Bill, look there through the door. Is that hombre pointing that rifle at us?
Jingles, look out!
Holy horn frogs!
Get out of his line of fire, up against the wall.
Holy, hey, in there. Hey, what's the idea of shooting at us?
Stay away, you no good dry gulches. I'm coming out, and I'll drop you if you make any fancy moves. Now, he's over, slow-like, in the light where I can see you. Why, Jingles and Wild Bill Hickok.
Hello, Abe.
Well, I'll be a three-legged centipede. It's Abe Hinkle.
What are you standing out here for? Come on in out of the rain, and welcome to Boulder Pass.
Boy, it's sure good to see you again, Abe.
Yeah, it sure is. But I'd be a lot gladder to see you if you'd point that rifle someplace else.
Huh? Oh, excuse me.
So you're still pounding brass, are you?
Oh, sure. Telegraphing's the only thing I know.
Well, I ain't meaning to be nosy, Abe, but who's the feller on the floor over there?
Huh? Oh, I almost forgot about him. Well, darn if I know.
Maybe we better have a look.
Well, there's one thing sure. He ain't a is, he's a was.
What happened, Abe?
Well, this fella come in here a few minutes ago and said he wanted to send a telegram. Before I could reach for a blank, the door busted open and some Jasper let fly and shot him. By the time I could get my rifle, he was gone.
Did you get a look at the feller at the door?
No, it happened too fast.
Did this man get a chance to write anything?
No, I hadn't found a blank yet.
Well, you better find one because I want to send a telegram.
You do, Bill? Who to?
To the Cattlemen's Association, Omaha. This man here is Jim Travis, the best range detective the association ever had. And being gunned down in cold blood like this means that something mighty big is brewing.
Say, partners, you know what Guy Madison said to me one time? Panhandle, he says, I want you to be sure and tell those young cowhands of yours just what me and my friends expect for breakfast every morning. Kellogg's Corn Pops. And he says, be sure and tell them I always carry a package of corn pops in my saddlebags for eating on the trail. They're so good. How about that, men? That's because Kellogg's Corn Pops is a wonderful new eating cereal that's already sweetened for you. You can eat them right out of the box or in a bowl with milk. But no sugar, mind you. Oh, the sweetening's already there and plenty of it. Now, while you're digging in for another handful of corn pops, look at the shiny silver-like bag that your corn pops are sealed in. That's pure aluminum. Keeps your Kellogg's corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And tell your mom this. That bag's plumb wonderful the way she can use it to store things in the refrigerator or for wrapping sandwiches in. You're going to want Kellogg's corn pops at your place, sure. Now, listen to this. Kids love pops. Moms love pops. Pops love pops. Kellogg's corn pops. We'll all say that together in a little while. Right now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok has just identified Raines Detective Jim Travis as the man killed in the little wayside railroad depot at Boulder Pass. After sending a wire to the Cattlemen's Association and the nearest sheriff, Bill and Jingles sat down to a hot meal prepared by their old friend Abe Hinkle.
A second pot of coffee be ready in a minute. You sure you had enough to eat, Jingles?
Abe, if I ate another bite, you could put me in harness and hire me out to a livery stable.
Say, Abe, has there been any trouble to do with cattle around here lately?
Well, no, not that I know of. Why?
Yeah, Bill, what you getting at?
Oh, just sort of putting two and two together.
Now, that's four.
Jingles. You see, Jim Travis being sent out here must mean that the Cattlemen's Association sent him out here.
Well, what about it?
Jingles, if the association sent him, then that means that some cattlemen around here have been having trouble and asked for help.
Well, there's nothing that I know of that would make any of the ranchers send for help. And I ain't heard of any rustling.
Well, something sure brought Jim Travis to Boulder Pass.
Uh-oh. That's my call. It's Baldy Jameson up at Alder Creek Station. Let me see there. Number 79, 40 minutes late. The counter ring. Hey, Alder Creek. Now, that's sure queer.
What's queer, Ed?
Now, that message came from Alder Creek, all right, but the operator there didn't send it.
Oh, now you're talking in a circle, eh?
The operator there is Baldy Jameson, and that wasn't his fist.
Fist? What do you mean, his fist?
Well, all those telegraph operators have got a way of sending. Oh. Some fast, some slow, but always with a certain style. Mm-hmm. We call it the fist. It sort of identifies the operator. Once you hear a fella send, you can always tell when he's working the key.
Something like reading trail signs or cattle brands, huh?
That's it exactly. Well, anyways, whoever sent that message from Alder Creek wasn't Baldy Jameson.
Well, maybe he's gone to Junction City and somebody else has taken his place.
Oh, no, Baldy never do that without letting me know. Anyways, it's a company rule to notify all operators in the division when any change is being made. Uh-oh, there's something wrong. Maybe I better call back and check.
No, Abe. If something's wrong, why let on that you're suspicious? I'll tell you what. Jingles and I'll ride up to Alder Creek and have a look.
No, fine. And you can just bet your bottom dollar if there is something wrong, we'll get bogged down in it right up to our saddle skirts.
Magruder, how much longer am I going to have to stay here at Alder Creek?
Not more than a couple hours after that cattle train goes through here, Dan.
That won't be until day after tomorrow. If the company ever finds out I'm here instead of...
Whatever reason you give the railroad to get a week's leave ain't important. You just keep running that telegraph ticker so nobody will suspect that Baldy feller ain't here. And let me do the worrying about the rest.
All right. Say, what if Baldy gets loose?
He won't.
I'll sure be glad when this is over. How'd I ever get mixed up in a deal like this anyway?
Because you're like any other man. You want money and lots of it. And by helping me rustle a whole train load of cattle, you... Hey, somebody's coming. Take a look out the window, Dan, and see if you recognize him.
Strangers to me. They're coming in.
I better get out of sight. Yeah, I'll hide here under the counter. And don't let on you ain't alone. And get rid of them fellas as soon as you can.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, gents?
Is your name Jameson?
No. No, it isn't.
Hey, mister. That telegraph thingamajig is talking at you.
I can hear it, but it's not my call. You were saying...
I thought Jameson was the operator here at Alder Creek.
Baldy? Oh, well, he... Well, you see, he's got a tooth that's bothering him. And he went up to Junction City to get it pulled. Company sent me up here to take his place for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. I see. Then he should be back soon, though. Tomorrow, maybe.
Well, I'm not sure. More likely 3-4 days. He hasn't been in town for some time. You know how it is.
Oh, we sure do.
What was it you... is there any message for him?
No.
Well, who'll I say was looking for him?
Well, now, you just tell him that...
He wouldn't know our names. Come on, Jingles.
Yeah. Sure, Bill.
You fellas coming back?
Maybe. Thanks for your trouble.
Hi, Patrol Joker! Ho, ho, ho!
All right, Magruder. They're gone.
About time. What'd you go and say that Baldy had a toothache for?
Well, I had to think of something quick.
I couldn't see him, but I'd recognize those voices anyplace. That was Wild Bill Hickok and his partner, Jingles.
Hickok? Say, you think he suspicions anything?
I don't know, but if he does, he won't for long. I'm trailing after them, too. And once I notch him in the sights of my 30-30, we won't have to worry about Wild Bill Hickok or his sidekick. Ever.
Well, that sure was a waste of time. You know, Bill, just for once, I'd like to catch one of them wild gooses we always seem to be chasing.
Yeah, but something bothers me. Why was that operator at Dollar Creek so nervous?
Nervous? Oh, he just had the fidgets. You know, a feller gets that way after being alone a long time.
Maybe. But that fellow that took Baldy Jameson's place at Alder Creek has been there only a couple of days.
Well, anyway, we know why Baldy isn't at Alder Creek. Huh? Abel sure be...
Jingles, head for those rocks. Hi, Buckshot, hi!
Just don't get in my way. Up, Joker, ho, ho! You all right, Bill?
Yeah, how about you?
Well, I'm not hit, but I can't seem to get the hair on the back of my neck to lay down. What are we going to do, Bill? We stick our noses out from behind these rocks, that bushwhacker. There he is. I got him located now. Hey, move over here. You see that split in the rocks just to the right of the scrub oak?
Yeah.
Well, the smoke from his rifle came from there.
We can't hit him where he is. But we can sure make it too hot for him to stay there. We'll skip slugs off the sides of those rocks.
Yeah, that ought to give him the miseries. I'll take the right side and you take the left, all right?
Good enough, Jingles. Here we go.
Now, he don't seem to be entering in the spirit of things, Bill. He ain't shooting back anymore. There he goes. Come on, let's go up and get him.
Let him go, Jingles. I've got a feeling it's more important to get back to Boulder Pass than Abe Hinkle. I want to be sure nothing's happened to him.
Yeah. Gosh, Bill, I'm sure glad there isn't anything wrong about Baldy not being at Elder Creek. Abe's sure going to be happy to hear that.
Toothache? Why, that's a dad burnin' craziest thing I ever heard of.
Huh? Oh, what do you mean, Abe?
Well, how could Baldy have toothache? He ain't got a natural tooth in his head.
You mean he... Well, I'll be a horny toad's uncle. Bill, that salamander at Alder Creek took us in.
Sure looks that way, partner. I thought he acted mighty nervous.
Say, what about Baldy? Where is he? And why would whoever that is at Alder Creek lie about Baldy's toothache?
Shucks, Abe. If we had those answers, we'd know what this whole locoed business was all about.
Right, Jingles. And I just got an idea how we might get some of those answers.
Well, what is this here idea, Bill?
It all depends on Abe.
Oh, Bill, I'd do anything to help find Baldy.
Good. Tomorrow morning, Jingles and I'll ride up to Alder Creek. Now, exactly at 2:00 tomorrow afternoon, Abe, you get at that telegraph key and send a wire to the sheriff at Junction City saying that Baldy Jameson has been found.
Huh? But Bill, he ain't been found.
I know that. But if you send that wire, I'm sure what happens afterwards will lead us right to Baldy.
There he goes, just leaving the station.
Yep, in less than 1 minute after 2.
And it must have been Abe's wire that sent him hightailing. Come on, let's get going.
Take it easy, Jingles. We don't want to follow him too close.
Yeah, sure, you're right.
Let's hope this fella's leading us to Baldy Jameson.
Yeah.
Get up, Buckshot. Hi.
Ho, Joker, ho!
You telling the truth, Jameson?
I tell you, Magruder, you're the only person I've seen since you drug me up to this old prospector shack.
Oh, if I could only get out of these ropes.
You ain't getting out of nothing, Baldy. And if I find out you're lying about nobody being here, I'll gun you down just like I did that nosy range detective, Jim Travis.
Nobody's been here. That's the gospel, Magruder.
It better be. But while Bill Hickok and that sidekick of his was asking about you at Alder Creek, what was they nosing around for?
How'd I know?
And another thing, if nobody's been here, why'd Boulder Pass telegraph the sheriff that you'd been found?
What are you asking questions of me for? I've been cooped up here. Maybe he's found out that you and that renegade Dan Taylor's planning on rustling a trainload of cattle.
And in just a few hours, we're going to do that, too, if that snooping Hickok ain't too lucky. Hey, that wasn't my horse. That came from out front. Hickok. Wild Bill and Jingles are just getting off the horses out front.
Now you're in for it. Wait till Wild Bill gets his hands on you.
He won't. He doesn't know I'm here, and I'll blast him when he gets to the door. I can't miss.
Why, you murdering... Hickok, look out!
Why, are you blabbering, old goat?
No, don't hit me!
That's for warning Hickok. Now I'm getting out of here, but I'll be back.
Bill, look there. He's hurt.
That must be Baldy Jameson.
Yeah, and the fellow that hit Baldy's getting away.
Let him go, Jingles. Baldy's in bad shape. Here, give me a hand with these ropes.
Poor old feller. What a time he must have had all tied up that way.
Yeah, and as soon as we can bring him to, I'm personally going to see that that yellow coyote who hit him is going to have a time he'll never forget.
You know, partners, there's only one thing I like better than talking about these crisp, crunchy Kellogg's corn pops, and that's eating them. Corn pops are hearts of corn, all puffed up, crisp, and smiling, with plenty of tasty sweetening on them. Now, you can eat Kellogg's corn pops the way I eat them when I listen to Wild Bill Hickok, right out of the box by the handful. But come breakfast time, pour them out in a bowl and add a little milk. But don't go putting any sugar on Kellogg's corn pops. No, sir, because they've already got the sweetening right on them. Every single corn pop. Now, look at the bag inside the box. Looks like silver, don't it? Well, that bag is pure aluminum. Keeps Kellogg's corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. Now, don't go fussing with one box of corn pops. The way your family's going to go for them, you're liable to miss out on some. Get your mom to load up big and keep them on the pantry shelf. Then out of the box or out of the bowl, you can have all the Kellogg's corn pops you want. And you want plenty. Now, all together, let's tell everybody who loves corn pops. Kids love pops. Moms love pops. Pops love pops. Now you're talking. Well, let's hustle on.
Found the missing Baldy Jameson. And while they take time to care for his injury, his captor, Magruder, makes his escape. A few minutes later, Baldy regains consciousness and quickly answers some of Wild Bill's questions.
So, with that no-good Dan Taylor taking my place at Alder Creek, Magruder's going to have Dan give the train crew false orders that'll switch the cattle train off on an unused spur track.
Then him and his gang can grab off a whole trainload of cattle just as easy as a mule flicking a fly off his ear. Pretty slick.
Cattle, huh? Then that's why Jim Travis was out here.
Travis? Say, wasn't he a range detective fella? Sure, I remember now. Magruder let slip he'd gunned down a fella named Travis who was getting too nosy.
Then that's another reason for us to be getting after Magruder.
Just a second, Jingles. Baldy, you sure you're all right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine, Bill. You fellas go on.
We'll be back for you later, Baldy. Come on, Jingles. We've got to beat Magruder to that cattle train.
That's a cattle train, all right.
Yeah. Now, watch your step, Jingles. When we get alongside the caboose, I'll jump first.
And I'll be right behind you. Get out there. Come on, Joker.
Hide, Buckshot.
Ho, ho.
Now.
Whee! You know something, Bill? The next time I get on a train, I'm going to be doggone sure it's at the depot and standing still.
Come on, let's get inside the caboose out of sight.
Hey, ain't you going to tell the train crew what's happening?
No, never mind, Jingles. We can handle anything Magruder tries.
Well, I hope so, but, well, what do we do now?
Just wait. The next move is up to Magruder.
Yeah, I suppose so, and ain't he gonna be surprised? Hey, the train's slowing down.
It's been going slower ever since it turned off the main track. Something should happen pretty soon.
Well, I don't mind so much what's maybe gonna happen. It's wondering when that gets me. Looks like this is it.
Come on. Let's go after Magruder.
That's it, Ben. Hurry it up. Scotty, you and Akers keep the train through color. Ben, Mac, and the rest of you start unloading the cattle.
Hey, that tall fella giving the orders answers Baldy's description of Magruder.
That's him, all right.
See, I was right when I told you men nobody'd stop us. Not even Jim Travis or Wild Bill Hickok. All right, get them cattle moving.
All right, get up there. Hey. Magruder. There's Hickok.
Hickok? Watson, let him have it, boys.
Jingles, we've got to get Magruder.
Magruder? All I can see is a zillion gunfire.
There he goes, making a break for it. Keep the others busy, Jingles. I'm going after him.
Hickok, stay back for a trillion.
Hold your fire, men. Magruder's run out on us. No use fighting now. Give up. Come on, boys.
You ask for it, Hickok. My gun's empty.
Good, because that's going to give me a chance to get my hands on you.
Bill, you all right? Oh, I can see you are. Oh, Magruder sure looks mighty peaceful, don't he?
Yeah, he won't give us any more trouble. How about the rest of the rustlers?
Well, they quit when Magruder ran off. The train crew's rounding them up now. Well, what do we do now?
Load Magruder and the rest of his gang on the train and then deliver him to the sheriff at Junction City.
Well, that's a right good idea, Bill, except you're going to have to load Magruder on that train.
What do you mean, Jingles?
Well, I sure ain't taking no chances on getting frostbite.
Frostbite? What are you talking about?
Well, look at Magruder, Bill. He's out colder than 10 below zero. And I ain't touching him till he thaws out.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's about all for today, folks. Andy and I will be back again next week with another adventure story for you.
You're darn tootin' we will, Guy, and it's a humdinger, too. You won't want to miss it, so be around about this same time, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Joe Forte, Fred Shields, Herbert Butterfield, Howard McNair, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
And hang on to your sombreros, cause you're riding with Guy Madison, his Wild Bill, and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild West adventure story for you from the real old rawhide days when the greatest United States Marshal of them all was Wild Bill!
Hickok!
The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles.
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Cinch up your saddles and hang on to your sombreros, because you're riding with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild West adventure story for you from the real old rawhide days when the greatest United States Marshal of them all was Wild Bill Hickok!
The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed this story, and we want to invite you back for our next Gunsmoke special. Right, Andy?
You said it, Guy. There's real tail-twisting trouble all over the West. And where you find trouble, you're going to find Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles. Hey, that's me.
You bet it is, partner. So long, folks.
Yeah, so long, folks.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station for another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. Your announcer, Charlie Lyon. Wild Bill Hickok is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood.
Wild Bill Hickok, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 21st of October, 1951, on the Mutual Broadcasting System. And that's going to bring the curtain down on this hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from Radio's Yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for listening.